Spotlight. This is Akashwani in the program Spotlight. Now we bring you a discussion on various aspects of strategic partnership between India and Philippines. The participants are Rahul Mishra, Associate Professor, Center for Indo-Pacific Studies, JNU, and Simran Sodhi, Journalist. Today we are discussing the India-Philippines relation as the Philippines president is on a visit to India. He met Prime Minister Narendra Modi today in the morning and both sides held talks. We also saw press statements and a list of agreements that were signed between the two countries. And the relationship between India and the Philippines is today elevated to a strategic partnership, and this is something that the Prime Minister also announced. Professor Rahul Mishra, when we see the visit of the Philippines president to India, in the context of this growing partnership between India and the Philippines, how significant does this visit become, especially with the elevation to a strategic level today?
This visit by President Marcos Jr. is an important milestone in India-Philippines relations, because after 18 years that a Filipino president has visited India, we've also witnessed how India and Philippines partnership has evolved, has grown over past 11 years on defense and security front, on economic partnership front, on semiconductors and a number of fields. So I think this visit is important because it gives fillip to India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific engagement. It boosts India-Filipino defense cooperation. It also sends a signal to countries such as China that India and Philippines are working together in making sure that the regional strategic equilibrium remains intact and that the peace and stability in South China Sea as well as in the Indian Ocean region remains protected and unviolated.
We will now listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi when he talked about the elevation of the India-Philippines relationship to a strategic one.
फिलीपींस की रामायण महाराडिया लवाना हमारे सदियों पुराने सांस्कृतिक संबंधों का जीवंत प्रमाण है। अभी जारी किए गए डाक टिकट जिसमें दोनों देशों के राष्ट्रीय पुष्प हैं, हमारी मित्रता की महक दर्शाते हैं। फ्रेंड्स, हर स्तर पर संवाद, हर क्षेत्र में सहयोग लंबे समय से हमारे संबंधों की पहचान रहा है। आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग, क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की। ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है। इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है।
Professor Mishra, when we talk of India-Philippines relation, we have also seen of late the relationship seems also headed towards a direction where the defense cooperation seems to be getting more emphasized. And we see the maritime cooperation going up. We saw the naval exercises that have taken place. How significant and how much of heft does defense cooperation add to any relationship, especially when we see that there is somewhere China also in the horizon when we talk of a relationship, defense cooperation between India and the Philippines?
China has become an existential threat for Philippines, and over past 15 years, we've seen how belligerent China has become on the South China Sea front or East Philippine Sea front. Philippines has been facing problems not only from the Chinese PLA, the People's Liberation Army, but also Chinese militia and Coast Guard. Keeping that in view, Philippines has also been trying to diversify its defense partnership engagements with Japan, with Australia. Of course, US has always been there, but also European countries, a number of them, partnerships with some of the ASEAN countries. So India is part of that strategy whereby Philippines wants to have more security cooperation with India. Defense equipments, there is procurements also from India, because India has been in a situation to provide defense equipments at a cost-effective price. So BrahMos, for example, is a great success story for India, which was done with Philippines through a line of credit. The Akash surface-to-air missile is also in the pipeline, and I'm sure the two leaders have spoken about it. So for Philippines, India is important because Philippines wants to diversify its engagement. Second, India is a credible, reliable source of defense equipment. Training component has always been there in India-Philippines partnership. So I think elevating it to higher levels is something that the two countries are looking at. The fourth component is joint naval sail or joint military exercises. comprising the three components of Army, Navy, Air Force is something that India and Philippines are working on together. And I think in next few months or few years, if you will, this partnership will also blossom to the fullest.
Let us now listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the increasing defense cooperation and maritime cooperation between India and the Philippines.
धरती पर तो हमारी साझेदारी मजबूत है ही और अब हमने अंतरिक्ष की भी तैयारी शुरू कर दी है इसके लिए आज समझौता भी किया गया है फ्रेंड्स मजबूत हो रहे रक्षा संबंध गहरे आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है मैरिटाइम नेशंस के रूप में दोनों देशों के बीच मैरिटाइम कोऑपरेशन स्वाभाविक भी है और आवश्यक भी ह्यूमैनिटेरियन एड डिजास्टर रिलीफ और सर्च एंड रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन में हम मिलकर काम करते रहे आज जब राष्ट्रपति जी भारत में हैं भारतीय नौसेना के तीन जहाज पहली बार फिलीपींस में नौसैनिक एक्सरसाइज में भाग ले रहे हैं भारत की हाइड्रोग्राफी शिप भी इसमें जुड़ी है
Professor Mishra, we also saw that the Prime Minister mentioned it in his remarks that Philippines was one of the few nations that came out and condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack. How significant is this for India that the Philippines also stood by India during the terrorist attack and was one of the nations that kind of looked at terrorism the way India does? Because this is something that India has been trying for a long time on a global stage. Tell the global community of Pakistan's cross-border activities and for the Philippines to stand with India. How much does that add for India in this relationship?
Look, India and Philippines have been long-standing natural partners when it comes to combating terrorism, dealing with the menace of terrorism diplomatically as well as militarily. Philippines, like India, has been a victim of terrorism and insurgency. And in moments of crisis for Philippines, India has not only supported it diplomatically, but also in dealing with the post-conflict situations, providing aid and relief to the victims of terrorism. So it was but logical for Philippines to support India as its trusted friend and partner, which President Marcos Jr. did. And I think that is a commendable gesture on part of the Filipino side.
Professor Mishra, we've also seen that the trade issue between India, ASEAN, India, Philippines is also something that came up. And the Prime Minister also in his remarks said that India-ASEAN free trade talks is something that we are working on. How much of work do you think still remains for this to go through? Because we've been talking about this for a while. And how important is this agreement for the bilateral relationship to even grow stronger?
See, India-ASEAN FTA, the free trade agreement, is a decade and a half old and is in need of a review. The review is already going on, involving the 10 ASEAN member countries and India. India has its own share of concerns regarding the rules of origin, regarding the negative balance of trade. And India's concerns have been tabled by the representatives. While the review is on, I think India and ASEAN both are trying their best to resolve these issues amicably and see to it that India's regional trade, that India-ASEAN trade grows and takes a more multidimensional shape. India has been insisting that the services sector should also be included and should be given its due, because services sector is one where India has its competence. So far as India-Philippines trade relations are concerned, the balance of trade is in India's favor, owing to technology and equipments, IT sector goods that India has been exporting. So that is in place. India and Philippines are also working on a preferential trade arrangement to boost bilateral trade, because there is a lot of scope when it comes to trade between India and Philippines. The Prime Minister alluded to that. And $3 billion is nothing when we look at the size of Indian market and the potential that the Filipino market has.
We also saw today that there was talk of trying to get more tourists from India to visit the Philippines and vice versa. And we will now listen to the Philippines President Marcos Jr., where he talked about giving visa-free entry to Indian tourists.
For over a millennium, civilizational, cultural, and people-to-people ties have bridged our geographic distance. They will continue to be the enduring foundation of our friendship, and we will enact policies to make sure that this is so. In this respect, I reiterated our introduction of a visa-free country entry privileges and extended our invitation for more Indian tourists to visit the Philippines. I thank Prime Minister Modi in turn for the introduction of a scheme to grant visa free of charge to Filipino tourists traveling to India.
Professor Mishra, how important is this statement that has come out today that the Philippines wants to encourage more tourists from India and there is the visa-free entry which is being offered and the people-to-people contact which will then increase and build into this relationship?
The tourist market or outbound tourists from India is the second largest basket that the world has after China. So Philippines, looking at the success stories of Thailand and Malaysia, already opened their gates for Indians visa-free entry. I think this is a success story that Philippines also wants to replicate, which is a good move. And it is a win-win situation for both Indian tourists and the Filipino markets, Filipino hospitality sector. And there are a number of pluses that one notices. One is that in Philippines, the lingua franca is English, and that works very well for Indian tourists. The Philippines as a country, as a geography, offers a range of tourist attractions which are cost-effective when you look at the overall expenses and also in terms of time travel compared to Europe, compared to the major destinations in Europe. So I think this opens new opportunities for both India and the Philippines. And people-to-people connect, after all, is the core of diplomatic relations, bilateral relations between India and Philippines. So I think there is a lot of scope and there is a lot of potential in this initiative that has been taken. And this will lead to further consolidating of India-Philippines relations.
Professor Mishra, we saw an interesting comment, and I would say a significant comment also being made by the Philippines president when he was in Rashtrapati Bhavan, and he said that the region which we used to refer to Asia-Pacific is now being Indo-Pacific, and that seems more, I'm paraphrasing here, it seems to be more suited. Do you feel that one, when you look at the presence of China in the region and then the Philippines also endorsing the idea that we should refer the region as Indo-Pacific, do you feel that this is somewhere India and the Philippines are looking at the tensions that China causes in the region in a similar fashion?
The statement that President Marcos Jr. made has deep diplomatic message, diplomatic signaling that he's tried to do. First is that in the ASEAN region, there is still some confusion or a debate, if you will, over whether Asia-Pacific is the name of the game or should it be called Indo-Pacific. And many countries that are apprehensive of an assertive China prefer to use Asia-Pacific. So as ASEAN's next chair, 2026 chair of ASEAN, I think President Marcos has already made his choices clear, his mind very clear that Indo-Pacific is what he is going to focus on rather than Asia-Pacific. The second is that Indo-Pacific also in many ways celebrates India's rise as a major power. It celebrates the inclusivity that the region must have, including the Indian Ocean countries, countries that are outside of the realm of Asia-Pacific. It also in many ways includes the marginal countries of South Pacific. So I think in that sense, Indo-Pacific is certainly more inclusive and more growth-oriented. So far as China is concerned, I think China's belligerent postures and its tendencies as a revisionist state, not respecting the sovereign territories and rights of its neighbors, is something that has been bothering countries like Philippines and India. Its actions in and around South China Sea are also something that have been a cause of concern for many Indo-Pacific countries. So I think with the greater focus on Indo-Pacific and a rules-based Indo-Pacific order, which protects the norms and principles of international system, is something that Philippines wants, something that India wants, and something that majority of Indo-Pacific countries want. So I think this will also send a strong signal to China to mend its ways and respect the norms and rules of international system that are enshrined in the Indo-Pacific.
And this is the first visit by the President of the Philippines to India since he assumed office back in 2022. And his visit also aligns with the celebration of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic ties between India and the Philippines. In the coming days, we will continue our discussions on India-Philippines relations. With these comments, we bring today's discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on various aspects of strategic partnership between India and Philippines. The participants were Rahul Mishra, Associate Professor, Center for Indo-Pacific Studies, JNU, and Simran Sodhi, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.